Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina. ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله All praises is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, provider, cherisher and nourisher. We send peace and blessings upon his noble messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who illuminated the candles of knowledge and faith and reformed the ummah. We send blessings and peace upon his dignified Ahl al-Bayt and his blessed companions alayhim ridwan, the stars of guidance and saviors of this ummah. Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, in his famous poetry he states, Ek mera hi rahmat pe da'wa nahi, Ek mera hi rahmat pe da'wa nahi, شاہ کی ساری امت پہ لاکھو سلام مصطفیٰ جان رحمت پہ لاکھو سلام شمع بزم ہدایت پہ لاکھو سلام الحمدللہ رب العالمین ثم الحمدللہ Welcome back dear viewers of Madini channel. Once again Allah Azza wa Jalla has afforded us a beautiful opportunity to present on Madini channel Alhamdulillah with our viewers of Madini channel who are right now with us watching this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our discussion is the glory of the blessed Sahaba alayhim ridwan, as well as their reformation of the Ummah, subhanallah, their unique andaz and way of reforming the followers of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. Most definitely, they are like the guiding stars in the sky, dear viewers of Madini channel, as per the hadith of the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the guidance which they have provided and given us is what we are going to be discussing in the company of our honorable and respected Maulana Abdul Qadir Ansari Attari Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah. Alhamdulillah, we even have a kalam for the viewers of Madini channel, and we have some other Madini pearls that we will take along in our program. So stay locked with us until the end of today's episode and program. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, zawajallah, we are going to dive into our discussion just in a moment after we listen to this beautiful qasida, as we would love to start with this qasida, qasida Burda Sharif, recited by His Eminence Haji Abdul Habib Attari Rukneshura, inshallah, zawajallah. And once we saturate our hearts by the zikr of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we shall continue with this program. Stay locked with us until the end of the program. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم
صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على ربك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من أدور به، يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العنمي.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها، فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها، ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر، ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة، يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدئ النعم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بال مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها، واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها، سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم.
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. Dear viewers of Madinah channel, this was our honorable respected Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Al-Tari Sallamahul Bari, MashaAllah, who had recited and was reciting this beautiful Qasida composed by none other than Sayyidina Imam Busiri Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. May Allah Kareem, for His sake, forgive us our sins, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, and reform us internally and externally. Alhamdulillah. Summa Alhamdulillah. Remember, dear viewers, purifying the people of society from bad traits inwardly or outwardly, and adorning them with good qualities, molding them into the individuals of high moral character of our society, are the biggest tasks and ways of the Blessed Prophet alayhi ridwan, without any doubt. This is the tariqah of the pious predecessors of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the person who gives tarbiyah, the person who gives spiritual exercise and training, should be an excellent, of excellent character. He should have eagerness for wishing well for others. He should possess the attitude of pardoning others and having tolerance. He should remain cheerful and happy at all times. He should always have a smile on his face, rather. These are some, we would say, some habits and some qualities a person who is the one parting the tarbiyah, the one who is giving the training, the one who is trying to reform the next. These are some habits and some things that he should possess himself, because this is what's passed to us from the pious predecessors, starting all the way from the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam as well. So alhamdulillah, each person is trying so hard in his department. As a father, he's trying to rectify his children. As a husband, he's trying to keep his wife in control, and the wife is trying to keep the husband in control. Both sides, alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin, whether you go in the business, whether you go on all walks of life, we all are trying at the end of the day to see as to, you know, how much in control can we have the situation. There are some matters out there, there are some situations out there that we are trying to rectify and reform, but if the andaz of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not considered, if his way and his tariqah is not taken into consideration, and a person uses his own mind to get the situation into control, then sometimes we may just lose the plot. Many examples can be given, Munasab, of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his mubarak sahaba alayhim ridwan, whose discussion today we are going to be making inshallah azawajalla on Madinah Channel itself. So one example, just to let the viewers out there know as to in which direction we are trying to draw the viewers of Madinah Channel. Look, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was approached by a person, and he says, I have these four bad qualities. I consume alcohol, I commit adultery, I lie, and I'm a thief as well. I commit theft as well as lying. So I would accept Islam on your hands, providing that I can only have to leave one of these problems I have. I have four of these major problems, I acknowledge, I know, but I can't leave all of them. I can try and leave one of them, and I will accept Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then advised him and said, give up lying. Stop lying. Jhoot bolna band kar do. So this person accepted not speaking lies in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and then left. It is stated that when the opportunity of consuming alcohol, committing adultery and theft was availed to him, there was an opportunity for him to commit adultery, there was an opportunity for him to consume alcohol, and he was about to go forward towards that. But then he recalled the promise that which he had made to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Agar main yahan pee leta hoon, ya agar main ye harkat kar leta hoon, then what answer would I then give to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? This thought was in his mind. And then he did not want to bridge his promise, he did not want to break his wa'ada and his commitment with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and therefore he abstained from committing adultery, consuming alcohol, as well as theft. And when he came into the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, O Prophet of Allah azza wa jalla, what a good thing you had made me to do. For I had left lying, and due to this one good action, Allah azza wa jalla had saved me from adultery, consuming alcohol, as well as theft. Subhanallah. So this was, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, the andaz and the unique way, as we mentioned earlier, to acknowledge and to learn the habits, the nature and the psyche of people is a very good quality. It's a very good thing for you to first learn and know, in order for you to learn how to perform the tarbiyah, how to get right down there to rectify the mistake and to fix the foundation and make it so strong that the person does not commit the sin again. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not break out to him and lash out to him that you commit these actions. Dare you come here? Or how can you think of asking for one option and you're going to still do the rest of it? But look at the yaqeen they also had and the commitment of making this wa'ada mu'asab. Yani, that we all make commitments in life, we all make promises in life that we are never going to do this mistake and do that mistake. But this companion was determined that if I had made a solid wada in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I had taken an oath that I'm never going to lie. So even when he was at a place where he felt that he was alone and he could have committed those actions, he had recalled the promise which he had made to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of not lying. And this one action of not lying had saved him from so many major sins. So this is the tariqah Mu'asab which we are discussing. Can Mu'asab shed some madani pearls with regards to this subject and topic, subhanAllah?
Alhamdulillah. First of all, one should have this attitude of placing himself in the court of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the Sahabi Rasul knows, there is no use confiding in any other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except the most noble creation of Allah, the most noble Rasul of Allah, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he confided in him, "Ya Rasulullah, I have these bad habits."
Allah.
And for a person to reform, first it takes for him to accept the wrong. Meaning, if you be in denial, there's nothing wrong with you, then how are you going to reform yourself? If you are so confident and so boastful or adamant or in self-denial that I have zero problems, then that means you're not looking for a solution. Only okay. If you have a problem, then you're looking for a solution. And this Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he confided in the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah. And as the pious predecessors, the Anbiya of Allah, as they did, and alhamdulillah, this is the path of the Buzurgan al-Din, that they do confide in Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they say, "Ya Allah, I've done injustice unto myself." And then
Allahu
by Allah. Doing that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it invokes Allah's mercy, first of all. And now lying, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him the perfect formula. And this actually encourages us as Muslims, as believers, as those who follow and who want to follow into the footsteps of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Mu'asab said, there are many ways for a person to do or get certain things done. There are 100 other ways, but there is only one way which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned as Uswa Hasana. That is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best way, subhanallah. And there is only one way to make sure that this is the foolproof plan.
MashaAllah.
If our theories, it's just theory. And the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the proven fact.
Kya baat hai, subhanallah. SubhanAllah.
So we rather want to perform experiments and don't get any results out of it. Or we are after results. If we are after results, we want to go through something that is solid, that is concrete, subhanallah. That is why we say the Sharia of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the straight path. And mashallah, the Sahaba have trodden this path and they have got to wherever they were because of following on this path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They didn't need to perform any tricks or try to impress people. Just them adopting the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was enough for others to see and fall in love with the beautiful deen of Islam. If Muslims are like this, mashallah, Islam must be such a beautiful religion.
Kya baat? Kya
that
baat?
Is, they were the faces of Islam, subhanallah. So if Islam has spread to different countries of the world, it is through the efforts of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When people saw the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the Muslims of that generation, it was unheard of to make a bad assumption about them that they could, I mean, there was a possibility that they could have possessed any wrong quality, ma'azallah. This thought never used to cross people's minds. And they would think that if they are Muslim, alhamdulillah, they must have all good qualities.
Kaaba.
Subhanallah, all the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be in them.
Kaaba.
And inspired by this, Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, sahabi rasul, he says that he said to people, "You indulge in bad actions which are more insignificant to you than a strand of hair, while we considered them at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be destructive."
Allahu
Akbar. Like how we see, you know, the guna and the sins on a very light note, oh, it's nothing.
Allah, Allah.
And then it starts to accumulate and eat us up from inside. The very root it attacks. And then similar statement and the teaching we have by Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says that there is no doubt that a Muslim thinks of his sin like a person who is sitting below a mountain with the fear that it does not fall on his head. And a transgressor thinks of his sins like a fly which sits on his nose, and when he moves his hand towards it, it flies away from his nose.
Allahu Akbar, Allah. Allah.
The difference is how we see things. The Sahaba, they saw things from a different lens.
Allah.
Because they were those eyes who saw the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam.
Yet, we see things with different perspectives. We see things on our level. Our level is way low. And the level of Sahaba is up there in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we want to escalate or spiritually uplift ourselves, we need to get from here and inshallah reach for the blessed footsteps of the Sahaba of Rasulullah.
Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Ameen, ameen. We are commanded in this beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to respect and honor every companion, for they are the most virtuous from amongst us. Allah subhanahu. From amongst the entire creation of Allah azza wa jalla. After all the Prophets alayhi salatu wasalam, of course, in the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are the most virtuous of people. Why? Because they have directly learned Islam from the founder, from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They have learned Islam from the beloved of Allah azza wa jalla. They had seen the perfect role model, the world's perfect role model, day and night. They had seen his andaz of walking, talking, eating, sleeping, drinking. They have learned everything from him, and they have conveyed the very same message, dear viewers of Madinah channel. They are the most virtuous of people. We can never even think about disrespecting any companion, speaking ill about them, not taking the message from them. Allahu Akbar. Now, these are the messages, and these are, those waqiyas and stories and seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which has reached us, which is correct narrations and chain of transmitters through the Sahaba alayhim ridwan. They have conveyed this message to us. I mean, subhanallah, they gave the andaz of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who from time to time will make their tarbiyah. And how the Prophet will make their tarbiyah? See, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we mentioned earlier, Mu'asab, knows their nature. He knew the nature of the Sahaba so well, subhanallah. He knew the way they think, the way they, subhanallah, they will decide their matters and come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He knew all of his companions. And he would respect them, of course, equally, subhanallah. And sometimes he knew, for example, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu is there. He knew the mizaj of Bilal radiallahu anhu. He knew the mizaj of every other companion likewise. So when he wants to remove the dunya from the hearts of people, look at his andaz and his way of speaking and communicating. When he wants to remove the filth of the world from the heart, when he wants to divert this companion's heart or all the companion's heart toward zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knew that what stops a person from the dhikr of Allah is the wealth, it is the dunya, it is the chasing of this world, it is the luxuries of this world, it is the very same thing which are obstacles even on our path. It is not such that the dunya was only before them. The very same dunya was offered to them and is offered to us every single day. In various ways it comes to attack us. And sometimes it succeeds when its love enters into the heart. Shaitan is behind every one of us. Shaitan wants to bring the world in various forms. And this is the tarbiyah that Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Musa was once sitting with his companions, with his friends, and suddenly, when water and honey was presented to him, he radiallahu anhu began crying. And he began crying to such an extent that even those who are around him were astounded to see, why is he crying? In this way, he wept and wept until he stopped crying. And then when they gained some courage, they asked him, Ya Sayyidi, Amir Mu'mineen, radiyallahu anhu, what is the matter? What had caused you to cry? And he says, well, one day I was sitting here at the very same place with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began dusting his Mubarak clothes. When someone had asked him, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the matter? Bazaahira mein kuch nazar to nahi aa raha kya aap yu farma rahe hain?
You are dusting your clothes and removing something from your clothes. Humko nazar to nahi aa raha, we cannot see anything. So what is the matter? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then told his Sahaba that just now the dunya tried to enter in me.
Allah.
The world tried to enter inside me. Allahu Akbar. So I was trying to remove the world away from me. I was trying to dust away the world from me. So the world then spoke to me and said to me, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you have succeeded. But what about your ummatis and followers?
Mm-hmm.
Will they succeed from hiding away from me? Will they succeed in removing me away from them? Then I'm recalling the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this has caused me to cry, because this was the very same location and the same place where the Prophet had given me this tarbiyah. Now look at the unique andaz, Mawlana Sahib. It's so different, it's so unique that subhanallah, once it is said to a companion, for the rest of his life, he never forgets the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It penetrates through the hearts of the people. Whether it was even the smile which caused any spiritual training for a person, subhanallah, spiritually as well. Because the smiling of a person also causes the next person to smile and understand that you're trying to do da'wah work. People that would accuse the Prophet or shout at the Prophet, astaghfirullah, ala a'udhu billah. Some people that would openly insult the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How did he sallallahu alayhi wasallam react to such people is also part of the lesson. It is also part of the class for all the companions who are watching and seeing the Prophet day and night, that if he moves his hand towards the moon is split into two halves.
Exactly.
If he makes dua, the sun which has set it comes back to its position for Sayyidina Ali, karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, to perform his namaz asr. If the very same lips have to give or have to come into movement against some person, that person turns into that. Mu'jaza mere nabi ka keh diya to ho gaya. Ye to sarkar ka kalam hai, wo zabaan jisko sab kun ki kunji kahe, uske nafiz hukumat pe lakho salam. But Muhammad, since the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew very well that if I will, this entire mountains can turn into gold for me. If I curse them, they will be cursed, they will be destroyed. But here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is found making this dua. Guide these people, for they do not know who I am. Allahu Akbar. Now this was the training for those companions watching the Prophet day and night. If he has to make one bad dua against his people, Allah azza wa jalla will accept his dua and all these people will be vanished from the surface of this earth. But here the tarbiyat of tolerance, the spiritual exercise and training of tolerance, perseverance, patience, even especially when you have authority and power, when you're a leader, Allahu Akbar, he taught people how to become good leaders in this world. And therefore they're led in such a way, despite not having shoes in their feet, but they have ruled the world more. So, despite having patched clothes, but they have ruled the world. Despite sleeping on the floor and on the soil, they ruled the world. Why? Because it was the pure teachings and the training of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So today, the very same companions who have given us all of this mu'asab, for them Allah azza wa jalla says, radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum. Allah azza wa jalla is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It is something totally amazing. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself is saying that he is pleased with them.
Hai
hai. I mean, jab Rabb kahde,
hai hai hai,
kya wo razi hai.
Subhanallah.
To puri duniya ikatthi hokar ke kya kar sakti hai.
Allahu subhanallah.
This was the grandeur of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Muasab in the beginning mentioned the thing about lying, and this habit was removed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, to get rid of this and you get rid of everything else. Subhanallah. And similar thing happened. Now that was the wisdom of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in early days, people wouldn't attribute or people wouldn't attach an evil habit like lying to a Muslim. If you're a Muslim and people heard that you lied, it was something astonishing. How can that happen?
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
How can it happen that a Muslim can lie?
Especially taking the name of Allah.
Yes.
After qasam and oaths and everything.
Yes. It was unheard of. That was the teaching of the Sahaba, the propagation of the Sahaba, how they went around the world and spread the truest message of the universe, the message of Islam. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they had propagated this beautiful teaching. But now in our time we see that in our society, we as Muslims can be seen lying left, right, and center, and just
It's just a norm nowadays that the evil, the foul smell of lying is everywhere. And now if somebody says that's somebody who's, let's say, he got a Muslim name, he's Muslim, and he has said this lie, it is common now. Now you don't get that reaction that,
Allah,
you know, how can he lie being a Muslim?
Allah.
Because before it was unthinkable. Now it is something, you got very accustomed to it. And sometimes it may be seen as a badge. People wear it as a badge. Like if you're a scam artist, you know, scam artists on a street level, you are frowned upon. You know, petty crimes and so on. But scam artist on a corporate level, that's now you are called business tycoon. Why? Because you are scamming now a larger population of the world than just few people mugging on the road.
Allah.
And it is seen such as like a badge. People wear it like a badge. You know, oh, how did you pull it off? You know, such a smart act of, you know, you lied your way through the panels and all of that. It happens in the court system, it happens in the business settings, it happens with the industries and so on. People forge their formulas at times, or put wrong ingredients just to get the regulations passed, because if they were to put the right ingredients, then the regulations, the authorities wouldn't let it pass, and so on and so forth. These lies are happening on a very major scale. Every harmful thing is covered with glittering shine, and to deceive people. Now, this is deliberate. There are people who study psychology, and they try to manipulate the minds of people nowadays through marketing tactics. Okay, in a positive way, it's fine. But if you do it in a negative way, portraying something evil that is evil to be something nice. How's that now? That is now the negative way of use of this power of psychology, human psychology, and brainwashing people into taking the vile stuff, the evil stuff, and portraying it as glimmering and shining and something that is very good. So this is the impact of lies. And if we can take this teaching, the lesson that was given to Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can sort of many issues that are prevalent in our society. You know, lying sometimes can be chronic. Lying, okay, once or twice a person lies, and it is out of necessity to get himself out of the situation. Right? I don't condone it, but I'm saying it does happen. But then you get chronic liars who, in every sentence that they speak, they have to lie.
Astaghfirullah.
It's like they're training themselves, like how the AI is training now to become better at things and do things better and more efficient way by putting data into it. So they are training themselves, data training,
Allah,
that lie in everything that you say. Now that has become second nature to some of the people. That they cannot say something without putting a lie in it, just to make something flavorful or make something funny or to crack some funny jokes or to play prank on people as it is. And lying in any shape or form is a guna, is a sin. Even as a joke, I mean, children, yes, we play with them, but there are many other ways to play with them, physically running with them and doing other forms of plays that don't involve lying or deceiving them. But then people are usually more inclined towards those games where you have to lie to them, where you have to say, no, you came from the market, and then the children are excited. Now, what about brought from the market? What did you bring today? And you said, no, I never brought anything. Yet you had the sweets with you. And then they all went sad, just to prank them. They all go sad and all sour, sulky. Then you take off. Now, this is a form of lying.
Allahu Akbar.
So even in this way, we need to, inshallah, rectify ourselves and look at it in a positive light. How can we get out of this habit?
Allahu Akbar.
Because this can make one accustomed to drowning himself even deeper into this.
Kabhi kabhi bacche ko pata hai, kehte hain ami he's just lying, nothing in his pocket. Kabhi kabhi bacche ko bhi pata ho jata hai ki kuch hai nahi haath mein, and the father is perhaps, you know, trying to draw us closer to there. But coming back to the point, because we have mentioned a lot of things in this few words, mashallah, and from what we understand that look, koi bhi guna chota ho to wo kabira ho sakta hai jab hum bar bar us cheez ko kare, bar bar us cheez ko kare, bar bar us guna mein hum mubtala ho, Allah kareem hame bachaye. Lekin the very minor sin becomes a major sin because of excessive lying and cheating. But look, once again, this training and tarbiyah, dear viewers of Madani Channel, now was embedded and hearted to the Sahaba Ali Muridwan, who at all costs, throughout their entire lives, never compromised with the truth, with haqq. And this was seen on the plains of Karbala, even when the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to demonstrate and had to give an example. From the family of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to the companions of Ali Muridwan, to his Mubarak and blessed followers, yani the awliya, the Salihin, the Tabi'in, Tabi'i Tabi'in, our pious predecessors, subhanallah. Look at Sayyidina Ghawse Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, who did not want to break the promise made to his mother about lying, dear viewers, Madani Channel. When he set out for the first time to the madrasa, Allahu Akbar, and when he had embarked on the spiritual journey of seeking ilm-e-deen, the first lesson which our Ghawth, the Ghawth, subhanallah, of this world, Ghawth-e Azam Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, the entire world accepts him, subhanallah, and understands his maqam, which is of course beyond our imagination. But the first dars he has given to all the mureedin of every silsila. If you are a Sunni, mashallah, from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we love him, we celebrate his urs. What is the first dars your Ghawth and my Ghawth has given us? About lying. When he had transformed 60 robbers in a moment, subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. So a simple thing as this: son, you have this money, do not speak lies under any circumstances. Subhanallah. No matter what the condition may be, jhoot mat bolna. And this was with him as he left, subhanallah, when the robbers had realized that he actually revealed that he has this money with him and he did not want to break the promise of his mother. They all repented that we have been breaking the promise to Allah Azza wa Jalla for years when this child honors the promise of his mother. What are the promises that we have made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the Quran says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. Here Allah Azza wa Jalla gives us the order, O believers, fear Allah and talk straight. Now, because the tongue is a cause to many problems, He Azza wa Jalla has reminded us and has ordered us in the Quran that this is the tool through which many sins are committed, many problems occur, many, many prosperous families are all drowned in the sea, in the water, to say they are all buried because of lies. Yani they are destroyed in terms of business, in terms of respect because of lies, lies, lies. May Allah Kareem protect us from lying and make us truthful in our actions, in our words as well. So many incidents and so many stories like this, Mahasab, where advantages could have been taken. But as you mentioned, that now we are living in such difficult times that where a person thinks twice, especially if he knows the person, instead of not knowing the person, you are comfortable doing business, you become much more alert when you know the person in some situations. And I'm aware of this person. I'm dead serious here that I cannot go further with this business. So I'm concerned. I don't want to sign on this deal because I might get let down. Knowing that he has iman, knowing that he's a Muslim, he could be the same musalli as you in a masjid, for example, reading behind the same imam, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yet, that doesn't give us the yardstick to build treasures. I mean, more trust in a person. So what else trust, and how else do we build the trust with people, Mohsab? It's because this lies and throwing in the air, as you say, Mohsab, shooters. It's not time we just shoot and we lie and we make up stories and kahanis to impress people, to, you know, to mesmerize people, to gain the wonders and wah wah, kya baat hai, kya kaha isne, kya kahani suna isne, wagaira wagaira. So we make up situations and stories. Is cheez se parhez karenge, inshallah, then you will go very far in life, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is nothing from us. This is the tarbiyat and the training of the pious predecessors. Look at Imam Azam Abu Hanifa. He did business. You did business. We all do business. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. But zara inka andaaz dekhe to, subhanallah. He brings out and he highlights the defected part with the goods that he had, and he said this to his partner Abu Hafs rahmatullahi ta'ala, that these are the defects in this items. When you sell it, do not forget to tell it to the buyer. And so happened, he forgot to tell the buyer. When he rahmatullahi ta'ala got back to the business and he asked Abu Hafs,
Did you remind the buyer about the defect it has before he paid for it? He says, no, I forgot to. And here, the Imam teaches you and I, the leader of millions of Hanafis. He teaches us not only in fiqhi matters, yani to do with salah, but rather even in this matter of haq and rights. From his actions, he proved it when he says to Abu Hafs, okay, fine, you forgot to bring out the defects of the sold item to the buyer, and now he has bought that item with all its defects. Now, let's take whatever we have earned today and donate this in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, charity. But so that this money is not contaminated. Learn the art of conveying the message, especially when it comes to training your children, your grandchildren, so on and so forth. The message you have is true, it's haq. The way you part the message is what matters more. So.
Alhamdulillah, speaking of the children's upbringing, it reminds me of the upbringing of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and of his son Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar. Subhanallah, what a beautiful way he brought him up. And he is Sahabi ibn Sahabi, subhanallah.
Kya baat.
And Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar, he was young still.
No.
And when the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam departed from the mundane world, and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who then inculcated the beautiful sunnah in him.
Ji.
So much so that he would, the moment he knew that this is the something sunnah that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did, he would deliberately go and do it.
Allah.
Just
Allah,
because the beloved Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it. Allah, subhanallah. Allah. So this was the teaching of the Sahaba, and this is their home environment. And how they reformed the society, alhamdulillah, at a large scale. First of all, they held the love of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a treasure.
Yeah.
It highlights in a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, Mata Sa'a, when is Qiyamah? And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tell me, have you prepared for it?
Hey.
Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, we love Allah and His Rasul
sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard this, he said, you will be with the one whom you love.
Kaaba.
Subhanallah. Kaaba. So this was the teaching of the Sahaba. This was the common theme of Sahaba, to love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We can have, alhamdulillah, as those Allah, who follow the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when it comes to their social life, mashallah, they also had it covered. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tarbiyah. As it is mentioned, when an elderly man came and it was a group of Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he noticed that no one made space for him. So he just passed a general message that one who does not show compassion to the youngsters and those who do not show respect to the elders, they are not among us. So when the Sahaba heard this, so that alhamdulillah, in the group of Sahaba we had elderly people.
Kya baat hai,
and we also had children, subhanallah. So how he bridged that gap, that age gap,
just amazing.
How they can
just amazing
live and work in harmony together. The elderly, they must show compassion to the youngsters, and the youngsters, they must show respect to the elders. Problem sorted, alhamdulillah. So in this way,
in har society mein muhasab agar ye ho,
yes,
then what will be the reaction of that? If in every society there is this type, where those who are smaller show respect to those who are elder, and those who are senior in age show affection towards those who are smaller than them. In har halat mein agar hum ye kare to, what will be the environment thereafter?
Most of the time, it's, you know, youngsters, they need to know that no matter how hot their blood may be, mm-hmm. or how active or energetic they may be,
or how young it can be,
yes, they still need the wisdom of the elders.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, very beautiful.
They have been through life many times over, as their lifespan is. They may be, the youngsters may be 13, 15 years.
But then again, we have the problem of the old school thought.
Yes.
Many of the youngsters, we have this problem of the old generation and the new generation gap. That becomes a hindrance and a huge hindrance at times, Mawasab.
Yeah.
But I think the advice which Mawasab has given is very effective if both sides would understand, as a mother from the older generation, the father from the older generation, understand the youth of today, understand the problems of today, understand the psyche and the nature of your children. It doesn't mean because we have given birth to them, so we know them. What the dunya has made them is what you don't know who they have become, what school has made them. There are so many examples that can be given
dear viewers of Madani Channel, so many examples can be given, Allahu Akbar. But since we are talking about how now a smaller child or a smaller person can rectify others, it's possible. It's not impossible. Sometimes your daughter, your son, or somebody else from outside could rectify you, but it's all about the andaz and the passion for calling people towards righteousness, rectifying people upon their mistakes, never feeling shy. We think, why must I get involved here now? Why must I, you know, say this and get myself into problem? Because we already fear the replication of that. But look at Hazrat Sayyidina Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhi Majma'in. They saw a person making wudu in an incorrect manner. So both the brothers had decided, you know what? He's a senior. He's elderly. He's bigger than us. We are small. He's making wudu. He has seen life more than us, right, in terms of age. So we need to rectify him, but in such a way that he does not feel that we have rectified him. So both the brothers mentioned to this personality that, subhanAllah, you know, we both want to perform wudu and you are going to decide whose wudu was better. Hum dono wuzu karne ja rahe hain, aap ye bataye ki dono mein se kiska wuzu zyada behtar hai. So this person said, theek hai, dekhte hain. And of course, they had kept the mistake that he had made in their memory. So they never performed that mistake and they performed it the right way, the actual way. And both were so accurate and so equal in their wudu that he never knew which one to choose. And then when he seen the way they had performed wudu, he had analyzed and realized, okay, this is where I was making the mistake. And the children never did that. And who else would know better than them? For they are from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had seen the Prophet making wudu. Allahu Akbar sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the andaz of Hasnain Kareemain alayhim ridwan, the unique andaz of rectifying and reforming people, calling people towards righteousness, trying your level best for him not to go in the hellfire, especially starting from your children. Yani this da'wah and this invitation towards righteousness starts from your home. The charity begins from your home. Ki hum apne bachcho ko aag mein kaise dekhenge? Apne bachcho ko hum bure raaste pe kaise le jaye? Why don't we have that, enthusiasm to make sure that they are not on the wrong track? And if we know, keep working towards it. You know, time is up, Munasab, but, there are so many things like this. Our pious predecessors had reformed their neighbors for years. They had oppressed them, but through their good conduct and akhlaq, they reformed them without any bayan, without any lecture. Mm-hmm. Just akhlaq, just habits, just good manners. This is what we need to learn. This is what we need to adopt. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has emphasized. Mm-hmm. And this is what makes you as a complete believer, yani a pure mu'min, a mu'mine kamil. What it is? Good akhlaq, the one who possesses best character towards his family, towards his children, towards other individuals. So inshallah, azawajallah, having said these words, alhamdulillah, we thank our honorable Maulana Abdul Qadir Sahib for joining us in this program and for sharing with us all those Madani pearls that you have shared. Alhamdulillah. May Allah Kareem give us tawfiq to practice upon these Madani pearls, dear viewers. And we will be back, inshallah, azawajallah, only on your Madani channel. Until then, keep reciting and sending salawat upon the cause and cream of creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah.